1, 2, 3.
Hi, friends.
Hey, friends.
Beat you to it.
Is that your new catchphrase?
No.
I've got a new catchphrase.
Is it going to be the F word?
No, that's not my new catchphrase anymore. Do you have a catchphrase?
Carmen Bra.
So, I was wondering if, well, not if, but when you die, are you going to come back and haunt me and hang out with me?
No.
Why?
Hey, I found my ex's body in the morgue I work at. It was awkward. Now you say, is she still giving you the silent treatment? The cold shoulder? Did she ghost you?
I literally just saw that on Instagram. That wasn't funny at all.
Hilarious.
So happy December, friends. That means Santa Claus is coming to town soon. Or happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, Santa's, I heard that he broke a hip and is not going to do much this year. But we'll see. Good luck, kids.
Is that a joke?
No.
What are you talking about?
If he's injured, he can't get around that well.
What if there's kids listening to this podcast? You just crushed.
You just told me last weekend that there was not kids listening to the podcast. And you made a really firm statement saying, guys, don't let kids listen to this. That's what you said. Exactly.
Well, sometimes kids don't listen, and they will sneak and listen to this podcast.
If they're old enough to sneak and listen to this podcast, I can pretty damn well ensure you that they're over Santa Claus right now.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, I think our kids believed in Santa Claus way past the time they shouldn't have.
Wait, what are you saying?
What?
Are you saying Santa's not real?
Stop it. No. Of course Santa's real. And we've got the stories to prove it. Did you like that?
Sure.
How I just
dived on into
the story. Okay, so
you know what I think's funny though?
What is funny?
It's how we're recording. You always look at me for some reason. Like, don't look at me. There's no reason to look at me. Like, pay attention to what you're looking at on your paper or your notes or whatever. Don't look at me.
I'm like,
quit looking at me like you're doing it now.
Rude.
Out of the corner of your eye.
You're
quit.
So rude.
Quit looking at me.
Oh my gosh.
What if I want to sit over here and pick my nose or something?
I mean,
stop looking at me. I see you and feel.
I've got blinders on now. I mean, we've been married forever, and look, you woke Brantley up.
Oh my goodness.
Look at that face he's giving you. You disturbed him. Anyway. If I'm having a conversation with you, obviously I'm going to look at you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that going to come back to haunt me soon?
Everything you say comes back.
It truly does. You're like an elephant.
Is that a fat joke?
You never forget.
Is that a fat joke?
No, I do not body shame anybody.
I wouldn't.
Okay. So, for December, guys, what we're going to do is we are going to go through a lot of the world's Christmas folklore.
I can tell you're wanting to look at me right now.
I don't want to look at you anymore. That's not what that means anymore.
It
doesn't mean that anymore.
Bet.
Stop it.
You're looking at me. I saw you do it just now.
Stop it. Anyway, so tonight we are going over to Iceland and we're going to talk about their folklore.
Oh, really? I'll see you again.
Why are you staring at me? Why are you so obsessed with me? Stop staring at me.
Quit looking at me.
Stop.
Quit looking at me, Swan.
Meanwhile, Brantley's over there just doing whatever. Okay. So let's get started on this because there's quite a few that we get to go through.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are we doing this now?
What do you mean?
Is this a bonus episode?
Most definitely not. It's coming out on Sunday.
Oh. I don't listen to the things you say.
You don't listen to anything.
What?
Y'all, he does not. He's never listened to our podcast before.
Why would I? I made it. I was the Robin.
He doesn't listen to any podcast whatsoever. He has never heard a podcast before. And y'all, he's got to get into it. Come on now. I think podcasts are so great. They get me through my life. Okay. Back to this Icelandic Christmas folklore that we're doing. So, we're going to do the bad folklore that they have because it is terrifying. I don't think we have anything quite as scary like that in America. So, Iceland, what?
What?
You were about to say something.
You just wanted a reason to look at me.
Stop flirting with me. Okay. So we all know that cats have a mind of their own. And when the Christmas tree goes up, it's playtime for the cats.
Because they have murder mittens.
What?
Cats are mean. They have murder mittens.
They do have murder mittens. They love playing in Christmas trees. We know that for a fact because our cat used to pretty much live in our Christmas tree when it went up. But the cat we are talking about has more destructive powers than most cats. And y'all, I'm going to butcher this name, okay? I am not from Iceland. Keep that in mind. I am not. The cat is called Jólakötturinn.
Not to be confused with one of the Egyptian cats, right?
Why are you bringing Egypt up? This has nothing to do with Egypt. Okay.
Quit being hateful.
So, it's... Oh, my gosh. Or the Christmas cat of Iceland or the Yule cat. And I like the name Yule cat, so that's what we're going with. So, the legend says the Yule cat is a huge black cat that only comes around on Christmas Eve.
Like a panther.
What? No. What are you talking about?
A big black cat.
Panthers don't come around on Christmas Eve.
They could.
Where are you from? Who are you?
So, panthers are not allowed to come around Christmas.
No, they are most definitely not allowed to come around on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
It's a rule.
Well, who enforces it?
Google it.
I'm going to troil it.
That one special night when children are snuggled in their beds, dreaming of new toys and glittering snow and beautiful Christmas trees. But if the kids do not get new clothes, they will be eaten by the Yule Cat. It's kind of like Dobby in Harry Potter.
I was about to say that.
I stole it. So at least give your kid a sock or something so they don't get eaten by the Yule Cat. But the Yule Cat is actually associated with another group of supernatural beings. The main one being...
Like a Black Panther?
No, because that's a real thing. Oh. The main one being Grilla. That sounds like gorilla. Is it Gralla? The name is spelled Gryla. And I'm going to say gorilla, but now that I say it out loud, it sounds like I'm saying gorilla. Like the animal, the ape.
I want to get you some bananas.
Thank you.
For my new grill.
They're upstairs if you need them. Anyway, gorilla. And gorilla is the dark, twisted version of Santa Claus.
No, I thought Krampus was.
This is in Iceland. Krampus, I believe, is...
Krampus is worldwide, mother...
Krampus is from Germany, I think. Everything's scary in Germany.
You know I'm from Germany, right?
Not originally.
Yeah, originally. That's where I came from.
I mean, you didn't come from Germany. Anyway, We're never going to get through this. So, in Icelandic folklore, gorilla is a very... If you say a word about this, she's a very scary ogress. A troll woman. Who is the mother of the 13 Yule lads. She comes down from the mountain on Christmas Eve.
Walking.
She comes down from the mountain on Christmas Eve walking.
She'll be coming down.
Stop! Walking side by side with the Yule cat, both devouring small children. Now, okay. So, Gorilla has a husband also.
But he's cool.
He's not at all. His name is...
Farilla.
Lepaludi. Huh. Also known as the Lazy Husband. He is the father of the Yule lads. He doesn't do much, and not a lot is known about him. But the one thing that is known about him is that he has a big nose.
Are we sure we're not talking about Krampus?
What? Krampus isn't married to Lepaludi. And
he's got a big nose.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Look it up.
I have looked it up, and I've watched some movies.
I love the Krampus movies. But Krampus doesn't have 13 Yule lads either.
Except a Black Panther.
Stop. There's no Black Panthers in this show whatsoever.
You started it, but whatever.
Wakanda forever.
Wow.
So, Lepalu, is that his name? Lepaludi. He doesn't kidnap or cook the children like his wife does, but he does like to eat what she cooks. So, that's him. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get into the 13 Yule lads, also known as Gorilla and Lepaludi's children. So, if children are good... On Christmas Eve, they will put, no, not on Christmas Eve, but in December, they'll put a shoe on the windowsill, and each night, one of the lads will put a small gift in the shoe. If you have been naughty, they will break into your house and steal things and put potatoes in your shoes, which that's not a bad deal, I don't think, because I love potatoes, so rude. So, what we're going to do is, we're going to go over all 13 of the Yule lads.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. So, let's see here. It has the dates that they come, starting December 12th. And it has their real name and what it means. I will try I will try to pronounce their real name, but I'll let you know what it means also. So, on December
12th. At me.
Stop hollering. So, the first one is Stegjestor.
So what?
I don't know. Bless you. That means the sheep coat clawed. The first Yule lad comes on the night before the 12th of December. Wait, would that be December 11th? Okay. He is said to suck milk from sheep and is known for having two wooden feet. He is peg-legged. And guard your sheeps where they lay, because he will come after
you. He's definitely not sneaking up on nobody, though.
No, he's not. Okay. December 13th, we have Giljaguar, or Gollygawk. The second Yule lad comes on the night before the 13th of December. He is known to hide in barns and steal the froth of the milk buckets. Goodbye, good froth. What is froth?
Broth?
Froth.
Froth?
Is that like the stuff on, like the skin on top of milk or something? That's disgusting.
No, I don't know.
Okay. So the next one.
No one knows. That makes it in, like, provocative.
I bet the Iceland people know. Icelandic people? Icelandics? What are they called?
Icemen.
Ice people. We don't have to.
There's going to be some Iceland assassins after our ass up in this.
We're gender neutral. It's ice people.
Oh.
Okay. December 14th, we have Stouffer or Stubby.
Wow.
Your
laugh.
Your face.
Oh my god. Where'd that laugh come from?
I like his name.
In the 63 years we've been married, I've never heard you laugh like that.
I've been married that long. It's been 84 years.
God. You've been drinking tonight?
No, stop it. We gotta finish this. We gotta talk about Stubby. Okay, stop. The third of the Yule lads comes on the night before. Why did they say the night before? Why don't they just say December 13th? On the night before the 14th of December. Stop. He's known for Stop. He's known for being unusually short and for stealing pans so he can eat the crust left on them.
Oh, what now?
He steals the pans so he can eat the crust left on the pans. Wow. Oh my gosh, that sounds like me at 3 o'clock in the morning when I hit the pecan pie.
Right?
That was this morning, never mind. Okay. December 15th.
The night before the 16th.
We have Vorschlicker or Spoon Licker. Did I sound foreign?
What?
Spoon Licker. Did I sound
I thought you said, never mind.
Did I sound Icelandic when I said that?
You did.
Vorschlicker.
Was that your Icelandic accent?
I don't know.
I thought it was more of a German accent.
I don't know what their accents sound like. I don't know any Icelandic ask people. Okay, the fourth of the Yule lads comes on the night before the 15th of December. He's known for being very tall and thin, and he steals all the wooden spoons to lick them. What is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
All they're trying to do is get food. They're just hungry. So, December 16th, we have Potaskeffel. Okay, pot liquor. The fifth of the Yule, we're only on the fifth one. We've got 13 to go through.
You talking like that reminds me of The Office where Jim and Dwight's in there and he's like, pot liquor. He's screaming at him because they're doing that role play thing. Okay, go ahead.
The fifth of the Yule lads comes the night before the 16th of December, and he's known to steal the leftovers from the pots.
So is it named Jim? God, where's this Grizzly Adams mannish laugh coming from?
But we have to hurry. The sixth of the Yule lads, his name is...
You sound like a 40-year-old smoker.
Listen to this name, though. I can't say it. Ask a slacker. He's a bowl licker. Okay, so he comes on the eve of the 17th of December, and he's the sixth one. He hides under the beds, and when people would place their esker, a plate used for all meals, he would steal the esker and eat from it. They all want food. I think they're just really hungry. Oh, not this one. I say that, and then we've got Hurtaskiller, the door slammer. The seventh of the Yule lads comes on the night before the 18th of December. He's the loudest one. He's known to slam doors, especially during nighttime. So we do not like him. That's...
He better be telling me which bill he's paying to be slamming the doors in my house.
Okay, so the next one is Skirgommer, which is the Skir Gobbler.
I'm a gobbler for you.
Stop! The eighth of the Yule lads comes on the night before the 19th of December. I don't know. The Skyr Gobbler is known for being obsessed with Icelandic yogurt. Skyr.
Skyr. Skyr,
skyr. Skyr, skyr. I totally feel him. Skyr is crazy delicious. Okay. I don't know what it tastes like. I'm just kidding. This one's funny. The Jegnekriker. He's the sausage swapper.
Wow.
Swiper, no swapping. The ninth of the Yulides comes on the eve of the 20th of December. He's known to hide in the rafters and steal the sausages that are being smoked.
Oh, my sausage thief,
goodness.
Huh?
Oh, this one's on my birthday. On December 21st, we have Glugagogger, and he's the window peeper. So, the 10th of the Yulides comes on the night before the 21st of December. Wait, that wouldn't be mine, would it?
No.
He's the creepiest one, but he will peep inside people's windows to see if there's anything to steal.
Or is he looking out for his other brothers?
I doubt it. So then, the December 22nd, we have Gata Bafir, the doorway sniffer. What the hell?
Some weird shit you're into.
I know. The 11th of the Yule Lads comes on the night before the 22nd of December. Known to have extremely long, large nose and an amazing sense of smell. So he sniffs the doors.
Huh.
Okay. So, December 23rd, we've got Ket Croker, the meat hook. The 12th of the Yule Lads comes on the night before the 23rd of December. And he's the one that uses a hook to steal meat. So there's that. And finally, we're on the 13th Yule Lad.
Yay.
On December 24th, his name is Curtis Sneaker, the candle stealer. So the 13th of the Yule Lads comes on the night before the 24th of December, the one who followed children to steal their candles, which used to be edible because they were made for fat. So that's why he was stealing the candles. So that is all of the Yule Lads.
That was interesting.
It was, but I'm not done.
And your mannish laugh.
So, those are the stories that were told like hundreds of years ago. And in 1746, parents were officially banned from tormenting their kids with these stories. Because they try to scare their kids into behaving. So the Yule Lads and the Yule Cat and then Gralla and her lazy husband wouldn't do anything. So today the Yule Lads, they really just play harmless tricks on kids that are being a little bit naughty. So that is my story of the Yule Cat, Grilla or Gralla, Lepaludi, and all 13 of the Yule Lads. So, what'd you think?
That was very interesting.
It was, right? And, you know, maybe next week we can do Belsnickel.
Can we do Krampus?
Krampus is going to be my special one.
Can we do one with a panther?
No. There's not a Christmas panther. Now, I can make it up for you. I could make up a really scary story about a king that lives in this village called Wakanda, and he turns into a Black Panther to save his village. I could do that. Yes?
Sure.
And before he does, he says, Wakanda forever.
I did not like that movie.
What? Now people are going to leave.
Why?
Because you just said you didn't like Black Panther.
I like the actor.
Well, yeah.
And plus, it's very sad that he passed away.
It is sad. But he was wonderful.
It just wasn't my cup of tea.
I liked it. I thought it was awesome. And I want to live in Wakanda forever.
I love, like, the idea of Wakanda and all the people and technology.
You have to speak up.
And all of that. I just didn't care for the movie itself.
See, we're going to be canceled now because you said that. Everybody loves Black Panther.
I love Black Panther.
Okay.
I just don't like the Black Panther, the movie.
I liked it. So, but usually we don't really disagree, or we don't really agree on movies that much. So, like when Black Panther came out, how many times a day would I come in a room and say Wakanda Forever?
At least 4 or 5 times a day.
Yes. That many times, y'all. So, yeah, next week it may be Belschnickel or something, but I think we are going to save Krampus because Krampus is going to be a long one, and I know most podcasts are probably going to do Krampus, but, I mean, it's Christmas, and we got to talk about him. So, I will look around and see what other cultures we have and what I can find, and we'll make December fun. And maybe I can get Troy to sing you a Christmas carol.
Yeah, that won't happen.
It might.
It won't.
I will sing y'all.
I can promise you that would never happen.
I will sing y'all a Christmas carol. Just not right now.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they've heard us laugh long enough.
Okay, guys. Remember to send in your ghost stories. And if you have any ideas or anything that we need to look into, send it to supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com and check out the Instagram at supernaturalsmutpodcast. And you can look at our Twitter. It's podcast_smut. I don't check it very often because I do not like Twitter. It's awful. It's the devil.
You can say you don't like Twitter, but I'm in trouble for saying I didn't like the Black Panther.
Yes. I think a lot of people would agree with me about Twitter. So, I think that is all we have for tonight. Anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm good.
All righty. Y'all have a great week and fuck Kyle, and we will see y'all next time.
Wow.
Bye, friends.